This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Identity politics used to play a decisive role in New York City elections, but that assumption appears to have been turned on its head during Tuesday's primary when Bill Thompson, the only African-American candidate for mayor, did not get a majority of the city's black voters. It was Bill de Blasio, an Italian from Brooklyn with a multiracial family, who got 80% of the black majority precincts in New York City. What does that say about the future of identity politics here? We're joined now by Mark Winston Griffith. He's the executive director of the nonprofit community organizing group, the Brooklyn Movement Center in Bedford-Stuyvesant. Welcome back to WNYC, Mark.
Thank you.
Why do you think Bill de Blasio was able to capture such a large segment of the city's black vote from Bill Thompson?
Well, I think it's never been the case that simply because you're a black candidate that you're going to get black votes. I think that Bill Thompson, as a candidate, doesn't necessarily capture the imagination of black voters. I don't think a lot of people necessarily identify with him. I mean, having said that, he did capture a significant amount of the black vote. But Bill Thompson, in an election that was all about sort of change and a separation from Bloomberg, is very much identified as a sort of inside machine candidate, as someone who doesn't necessarily explicitly identify as black all the time, but in fact does so sort of at strategic moments. I think Bill de Blasio, many people don't know, but has had strategic relationships with black political operatives and organizers and people within, you know, progressive forces within the black community spanning decades. It was the Dinkins campaign. And so he has some roots there already. And I think at the end of the day, his personal story, what he had to say on the issues, was ultimately more compelling than what Bill Thompson had to say. I think Bill Thompson was resting on the fact that he was a black voter, that he's, you know, from Bedford-Stuyvesant, and that people were going to line up behind him, and he found out that that's just not enough.
Tuesday night, Thompson got 26% of the vote. Bill de Blasio got 40.3%. That's an unofficial count that puts him just over the threshold of the 40% he needs to avoid a runoff with Thompson. Since his speech Tuesday night, Bill Thompson has been saying he wants every vote to count. One of his supporters, former NAACP chair Hazel Dukes, said last night that's what she's fought for her whole life. How does this make sense to you, especially since most African Americans voted for de Blasio?
Well, clearly it's very important. I mean, I think to appeal to racial politics in this instance is a little disingenuous and sort of undermines the whole argument. I don't think there's an attempt to disenfranchise black voters in this instance, and I think, you know, this is just sort of an exploitation, a racial exploitation of the moment.
Was this election a one-off, Mark? Is identity, can we declare identity politics dead? I mean, look at what happened to Christine Quinn. She did not get the women's vote or the gay vote.
Yeah, no, I think if we're looking for some indication of a post-racial or post-identity sort of period, I don't think we're there yet. I think that there were special circumstances in this race. If there had been a black candidate who not only spoke to issues that people cared about, but also personally people felt like they could identify with, you could have seen something on the order of how people supported David Dinkins, for instance, or Barack Obama. I mean, you know, the Obama campaign is still with us. And so I think identity politics, as far as I can tell, are going to be with us for quite a bit of time.
Mark Winston Griffith is the executive director of the Brooklyn Movement Center in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.